Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Herring. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Herring. And now, play ball. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Stone reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Stone scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ed Morris now pitching. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Rine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Berry and he is out, Pickering applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sweeney. Alexander moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Alexander steals third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander throws to second for one, and Rogel throws to first, and Alexander drops the ball. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhine moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0 for 1 in the game. Herring bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards right. Johnson fields it and throws to second to catch Pickering for the out. Sweeney scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Berry and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0 for 1 in the game. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris has Stone trapped off third. He fires to home, and Stone is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Ed Morris. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Van Camp hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Alexander reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and has Rogel trapped. There's the throw to Rhine, who tags Rogel for the out. Richardson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0-for-2 in the game. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.